our knowledge of the oceans 100 years ago was confined to the two-dimensional shape of the sea surface, and the hazards of navigation presented by the irregularities in depth of the shallow water close to the land. The open sea was deep and mysterious, and anyone who gave more than a passing thought to the bottom confines of the oceans probably assumed that the seabed was flat. Sir James Clark Ross had obtained a sounding of over 2,400 fathoms in 1839, but it was not until 1869 when HMS Porcupine was put at the disposal of the Royal Society for several cruises that a series of deep soundings was obtained in the Atlantic, and the first samples were collected by dredging the bottom. Shortly after this, the famous HMS Challenger expedition established the study of the seafloor as a subject worthy of the most qualified physicists and geologists. A burst of activity associated with the laying of submarine cables soon confirmed the Challenger's observation that many parts of the ocean were 2 to 3 miles deep, and the existence of underwater features of considerable